Now we're down to the business end of the AFL season in Sydney, the team to beat after securing the minor premiership, and the Swans are up against Fremantle tomorrow afternoon at ANZ Stadium. Now, I've been a big supporter of Lance Franklin, especially when the experts, the so-called experts, were giving him grief at the start of the year, and as I was taught in my younger days in the media, you never knock champions, and I'm happy to say the AFL superstars joining us on the line right now. G'day, buddy.
Hello, how you going, mate?
Really well, mate. It's that time of the year, finals footy. You've been involved in a few of these campaigns in the past. No doubt plenty of excitement at the club at the moment.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely an exciting time of the year. It's what we play football for, to play finals. And to get the opportunity to play tomorrow against Freo is going to be something very special, and hopefully we can get a win.
How's the knee, mate? You pulled out of last week's game. Everything under control?
Yeah, I was a little bit sore with that six-day break with my knee. So ended up having the weekend off, and I'm feeling fresh for tomorrow, so I can't wait to get out there.
It's been a bit of a problem for you. Is it something you might have to have looked at after the season?
I'm not too sure at this stage. Just wait till the season finishes and then sit down with the docs and the fitness coach and see what we're going to do. But it's been a little bit frustrating when I first got to the Swans, just with my quaddy and my knee and a little injury that had been around. But I think I've been able to put together an all right season with the injuries I've had.
Well, no doubt you'd have to cut your leg off to stop you from playing in this final series with how Sydney's been playing this year. And one of your teammates is back as well, Josh Kennedy, who's been a standout all season for the Swans.
Yeah, he has. I've had the pleasure of knowing Josh for a number of years. He was at Hawthorn when I was. So he's been unbelievable this season. And just to see where he's come from, he obviously puts a lot of work in pre-season and come out this season, and he's been very consistent over a number of years, and he's a great leader around the football club.
Yeah, big boost for the side heading into tomorrow's game against Fremantle. Has the coaching staff identified what went wrong last week against Richmond? What happened to the boys in the end?
I thought the boys played pretty well. I think it was probably just the first and halfway through the second quarter that sort of cost us a little bit. I think they obviously jumped us 5-1, whatever it was. And from there, I think we really dug deep and had a fair crack, I thought, which is really good. And I think it's nothing better than having a game like that leading into a final series, a contested game, something that we pride ourselves on. And, I thought it was a really good game for us leading into tomorrow night.
Well, Fremantle's a different kettle of fish, as we know. The Dockers finished fourth on the ladder. How do you attack this game tomorrow?
I think just the contested ball. I think if we're able to get our hands on the ball and get it out wide and get it into the forwards, I think that we're going to play a good game. But they're a great side, led by a great coach with Rossi, and it's going to be on for young and old, and we're looking forward to the challenge because they're a great side.
Yeah, should be a ripper at ANZ Stadium. I've got to ask you about Adam Goods. He's been in the headlines, I suppose, for some criticism from some other sporting stars. But just in terms of his talent and his ability on the football field, I made the point last week to one of your teammates. I said he's like a good bottle of red wine. He's just getting better and better with age.
He is. He's obviously someone I look up to, and he's a great leader around the football club too. And he's been a superstar of the game for a number of years. And you don't get to play that amount of games without putting the effort in and training hard. And he's just obviously looked after his body, and he's still playing some terrific football. And the leadership he brings on and off the field for a number of us boys is something that I look up to, and had the pleasure of playing with him, and it's been great.
Well, he knows what it takes to win a premiership. So do you. You've won two of them, and you've played alongside some great players. Do you think the Swans can go all the way this year?
Yeah, I think I said during the season, I think to win a premiership, you've got to be in the top four to get that second chance. If you do obviously lose one, you get that second chance. I think that definitely helps. But I think we've got ourselves in a good position to really have a crack at it. And I think that if we can, it all depends on the day. And I know that with the Swans, with us, if we bring all that pressure in our best game, that we're going to be in it. But it's about taking your opportunities, I think, and really working for one another and sticking to the team structures. And I think from there we'll be sweet.
A couple of quick ones before I let you go. What do you prefer being called, Lance or Buddy? Do you have a preference?
Oh, probably Buddy, mate.
What does your mum think, though? She'd be calling you Lance, wouldn't she?
No, when I'm in trouble, she calls me Lance. But she six to Bud because my old man's name's Lance. So around the house, it's Buddy, so we're both not looking.
What about up here in Sydney, Lance? Obviously, you made the move up here the start of the year. It took you some time to find your feet. You wanted to get away from that fishbowl-type atmosphere of Melbourne, as you called it. How are you enjoying your time up here in Sydney?
Yeah, I'm loving it. It's been really good. The football club's been amazing. They made that transition for me a lot easier. The leaders around the football club have been really good. All the boys have been very welcoming for me, and I'm really enjoying my time up here.
All right, mate. Well, as I say, congratulations on all you've achieved this year. Let's hope it can continue throughout the AFL final series, and hopefully you'll be lifting up that trophy on grand final day. Really appreciate your time.
Beautiful. Thanks very much, mate. Appreciate it.
Terrific bloke, Lance Franklin. Lance Buddy Franklin from the Sydney Swans.